celebrate the 88th year of the founding of AA in Akron, Ohio, with this 1988 version of Joe and Charlie, brought to you by the big book livingalive.com.
A personality change sufficient to recover from the disease of alcoholism. Sometimes it happens fast. That's a spiritual experience. Usually it happens slow. That's the spiritual awakening. We'll know when we've had it. When we become aware of the fact we have tapped an unsuspected inner resource of strength, which we identify as a power greater than we are, or if we wish, God as we understand Him. Very, very simple ideas. Now, the key word, of course, is change. Personality change. When we first came to AA, we were restless, irritable, and discontented. We were filled with shame, fear, guilt, and remorse. That was our personality. That kind of thinking led to certain kind of actions, which always took us right back to drinking. Now, if we can change our personality to the point where we can be sober and be peaceful and happy and serene and not be filled with shame, fear, guilt, and remorse, then our whole thinking process will change. And if the thinking process changes, then the actions are going to change. And we're going to be able to find a way to live where we can be sober and not be restless, irritable, and discontented. That's really what it boils down to, with the key word being change. Now, the doctor already told us, in a doctor's opinion, the need for the psychic change. Well, that's a change in the mind or a change in the personality. Bill simply took those words and changed it to personality change. Now, Bill is also the kind of writer that repeats himself over and over, but always using different words when he does it. And that can be very confusing to us if we don't see what he's doing. And people used to ask Bill, why do you use so many different words to describe the same thing? And Bill always said that when I took English and writing courses in college, they taught me never to use the same words over and over when writing, because that shows how ignorant you really are. If you want people to realize how smart you are, you always find different words to describe the same subject. Let's look again on page 569, and let's look for things that mean change. In the middle of the first paragraph, he used the term personality change. In the second paragraph, he referred to personality changes, or the nature of sudden and spectacular upheavals. A sudden and spectacular upheaval is to change also. In the third paragraph, he talked about sudden revolutionary changes. Also, at the ending of the third paragraph, he talked about immediate and overwhelming God consciousness. Anything that is immediate and overwhelming means to change. Also, in the third paragraph, he referred to a vast change in feeling and outlook. In the fourth paragraph, first sentence, he talked about transformations. To transform means to change also. About the middle of the fourth paragraph, he talks about profound alterations, which also means to change. And he's talked about change all through this thing, but using simply different words to describe it. Back on page 25, when he talked about the deep and effective spiritual experience, he says, which have revolutionized our whole attitude. Change. To revolutionize is to change also. So we've really had a change in attitude, a change in our outlook upon life, a change in the way we think, a change in the way we feel whenever we're sober. Now, that will not come about simply by going to AA meetings. There's some things we'll need to do in order to make these changes. And in a paragraph just before that, talking about the spiritual experience, he talked about a simple kit of spiritual tools laid at our feet. And we're going to see that simple kit after a while showing up as the 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous. And through the use of the steps, we become different people. Those that have recovered from the disease are no longer like they were when they first came to AA. They are no longer restless, no longer irritable, no longer discontented. They are no longer filled with shame, fear, guilt, and remorse. They have become entirely different people. And my God, it's great to see this happen to people. And it doesn't make any difference whether it happens immediately or whether it takes a year, two, or three. The main thing is, are we changing? Are we going through the process? If we are, then we are recovering from our disease. Last paragraph, page 25. If you are seriously alcoholic as we were, we believe there is no middle-of-the-road solution. We were in a position where life was becoming impossible. And if we had passed into the region from which there is no return through human aid, we had but two alternatives. One was to go on to the better end, blotting out the consciousness of our intolerable situation as best we could.
That's step one.
And the other, to accept spiritual health.
Step two. Now here he is, for the first time, after he completes the solution, he gives us the first two alternatives. And throughout these chapters, the purpose of these chapters is to establish steps one and two. And it's the first time he starts to establish these, because it's based on these two steps we're going to be able to make a decision when we get into the recover part of the book. So he's preparing us now for how it works. For the first time, he starts out giving us steps one and two.
The first alternative, stay powerless over alcohol with an unmanageable life until you die. The second alternative, to accept spiritual help. And only we can make that choice. Nobody else can make it for us. So we're really looking at one and two. And we're going to make a decision after a while between those two things. Now, the common thing in AA today is they say, oh, don't talk too much about God and spirituality, or you'll run the newcomer off. But the big book talks about it all the way through. And the big book finally says, you just got one of two choices. Drink until you die, or accept spiritual help in your life. My sponsor helped me out a lot with this. He said, Charlie, you don't need to worry about running a newcomer off talking about God. He said, if you do, whiskey will put him right back in here every time. He said, hell, he don't have any place else to go. And if he lives, he'll be right back in here, and then he'll probably be ready to talk about God. So I think today that maybe we're just fooling ourselves when we're trying to keep people in our fellowship by not talking about God. Now, again, I think that's our responsibility to ensure that the newcomer understands these two alternatives. And the newcomer understands that sooner or later, we're going to have to choose between the two. Now, where this great idea came from, this great solution, this step two, where it really came from was this fellow called Roland H. And on page 26, it talks about Roland just a little bit. It talks about a certain American businessman who had ability, good sense, and high character. For years he had floundered from one sanitarium to another. Now, we can change that word sanitarium to match today if we wish. From one treatment center to another. Now, we got nothing against treatment centers. Joe runs one. I used to run one. I'm on the board of three or four. I think they're great if handled correctly. But used to where they put us in the nut house, today they send us to treatment centers. So we could say this guy had floundered from one treatment center to another. He had consulted the best-known American psychiatrist. Then he had gone to Europe, placing himself in the care of a celebrated physician, the psychiatrist Dr. Jung, who prescribed